ladies and gentlemen, we are live! This is the moment you all have been waiting for! It's time for the global sensation, the one, the only, the undisputed heavyweight podcast in the world, the Mass Timber Construction Podcast. And now, here's Paul Kramer, your host.
Thanks very much, Bruce. Thank you very much for joining us on the podcast this week. This is week 20, nearly halfway through the year, getting colder here each day in the southern hemisphere. I hope it's getting warmer in the northern hemisphere and you're looking forward to some June, July summer holiday fun. Well, let's have a look at what's making news around the world this week. Estonian design and engineering firm Codasima is getting traction with its range of tiny modular buildings that work as homes, hotels, cafes, studios, or community spaces. There is nearly 100 of these buildings called Codas that have been built to date, and there are three types: concrete, timber frame, and structural insulated panel versions. The Codas have passed many stress tests, and users in experiencing as a hotel, office, cafe, shop, or schools are providing feedback that these are handling quite well, especially after being transported to their more permanent or semi-permanent location. To Italy now, and sponsors of the podcast, the Rotherblast, had an open house at the building site of their automatic warehouse. As you might recall, this is a all-timber CLT, GLT timber warehousing facility provided by Rubner. And last Friday, Peter Lang led a group to different tours in the warehouse between 10 a.m. in the morning and 5 o'clock in the afternoon. It was a beautiful day, and the guests enjoyed a very close-up look at what is going to be a spectacular warehouse facility for Rotherblast. Not only is it a testament to warehousing and logistics, it's also a testament to low-carbon building. Congratulations to the team at Rotherblast. And in downtown Seattle, Skanska bought the land at the junction of Northeast 8th Street and 108th Avenue in July 2018. The administrative design review and approval was granted in September 2020. Plans include the raising of three existing single-story buildings to clear the site. Located at approximately Interstate 405, the plot is 11 miles east of downtown Seattle. In the summer, the project development and construction group tapped award-winning studio Pickard Chilton as the project's architect. Skanska has previously collaborated with the firm in the design of its 2+U office tower in downtown Seattle. And to the UK, and the Urban Splash Residential Fund, the USR, has invested more than £300 million in the New Islington neighbourhood, acquiring a block of apartments and unveiling a new assessment management strategy. The deal sees USR acquire the entire core of 10 units, plus a further 5, totaling 15 apartments at Mansion House, a cutting-edge new building created designed using cross-laminated timber. Each apartment is dual aspect, with the extra set height ceilings at 2.8 metres, Lightwave smart home technology, a balcony overlooking Marina to Cottonfield Park. Staying in the UK, and Dave Hopkins, the CEO of Timber Development UK, is calling for embodied carbon to be regulated in response to the Environmental Audit Committee's recent inquiry into sustainability in the built environment. In response to the EAC's inquiry, industry has said that government has not met the Climate Change Committee's recommendations to decarbonise the structural fabric of new homes and must take stronger action to do so. The industry is calling on the government to implement nationally mandated policies and actions and measures to reduce embodied carbon emissions. A retrofit should also be incentivized immediately through tax concessions and supporting the long-term view through an enduring pipeline of work and the national and local strategy being combined. And in France now, France's first foldable house is under construction. It takes less than 2 weeks to complete from start to finish. The 75 square metre home is made of acacia wood from a sustainable forest in Austria. The construction process is so fast as different sections of the home come pre-made with the roof attached. The home is built by piecing sections of the construction together, a process that parallels that with making timber frame houses in the area. And back to Seattle now, and Seattle-based Green Canopy says it's developing the first mass timber modular townhouse. The 7-unit project built with cross-laminated timber panels is planned for 15th Avenue South on Beacon Hill. Work is slated to start in January and finish in late fall 2022. Green Canopy, which designed the 7,950 square foot project, is partnering with manufacturer ROC or Rock Modular. You can see all of these stories and more on the Mass Timber Construction LinkedIn feed page, also posting them on Twitter is Rodrigo, doing a fantastic job in getting followers there. I think we're up to close to 600 followers on Twitter as well. So if you please post and repost and share and like and comment on our social media feed, that would be fantastic. This week has been an extraordinary week in terms of the amount of news that's flooding in from around the world. Lots of construction projects are underway. Many can't be listed or published until such time as the developers and the architects give releases. But watch out for some bumper news in the second half of this year as construction steams along. Don't forget special guests during last week's episode. We had the fantastic Steph Thompson from Hess Timber. Please do go back and have a listen to his conversation with me around freeform glue laminated timber. We've got some more special guests coming up this week and the next. Thank you for making this show the success that it is. If you have an interesting story or you think you know someone that would be of interest to have as a guest on the podcast, we will be doing a casting call in about 2 weeks' time. Do please get in touch with me and let me know, masstimberpodcast@gmail.com, masstimberpodcast@gmail.com. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you are in the world today. Thanks for listening. I'm Paul Kramer. Have a great week.